This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
This one is about red flags in relationships. So in any relationship, there is red flags. And especially in this period of time where engagement, you're getting to know each other's, if you see these red flags, it must be something, you know, of concern to you. For instance, controlling behavior. This is, can be a big red flag. You know, if you see that the guy or the girl or his family, her family, are when it comes to controlling, it's so obvious that they're just about to control you. You know, and regardless of your choices, those who have a controlling problem, it can be very problematic in the future when marriage takes place and they have even more authority and the relationship is much stronger. You know, it's not going to go less, it's going to go worse, actually. To the extent that some men like have unbelievable level of controlling behavior. Like, she's not allowed to do anything. Like, I give you an example. Like, one guy was telling me, his wife is not allowed to go to drop the kids, for example, to school unless she takes permission first from him. Not allowed to go to the grocery store until she tells him first. And that's, sometimes he justified that. She said, is she supposed to take permission from her husband? Permission from her husband, yes, when it comes to something out of the ordinary. She's not going to be, you know, tonight I'm not going to be home. I'm going to be like spending night with my friend or my family. I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to the grocery store to get, I need the permission from you. There's a problem here. You know? So controlling behavior is a problem. No, don't wear this. Don't do this. You know? Don't do that. And sometimes it's not about halal or haram. It's about controlling behavior. That's why if it does satisfy him, even if it's wrong Islamically, they feel okay. But when it is something against their, what they want, yeah, they will try to use the religion, used to this to just, and the reality is it's about controlling problem, controlling behavior. So that's something that you need to be aware of. And by the way, controlling comes, as I said, from the husband, from the wife, and from their families. You know, we're not in a competition of who control who here. We cooperate. We work together. We partners. You know, I'm not your slave. You're not my master. I'm not like your, you know, I'm not a remote. You don't control me. And I'm not a machine to be controlled. I'm not an animal to be, you know, trained. So this is an important for you to watch out. You know, unfounded jealousy usually associated with controlling behavior. Like, one sister was telling me, I should have figured it out, Sheikh Waleed. I said, what? She said, in the beginning of our marriage, we were walking on the mall, you know, early in the day, and we passed by the, you know, the Disney store? Yeah, Disney store. And the Disney store have a statue of Batman. Then he looked at her and said, you like him, huh? You know, excuse me, she said. Now, you like how he looks like this, right? You should lower your gaze. What are you talking about? He's jealous of the statue of Batman. You know, that's how, there is a guy, you know, had a red tape, literally a red tape, 3 feet from the windows. She's not allowed to cross that red tape. Not allowed to answer the phone. There's a woman that every night she has to check everything about her husband. His message, his text message, is this. You know, his email, nothing. She just, oh, you like her. You know, why are you looking at her like that? Who? The girl in the mall. I don't look at anyone. You look down. Yes, I'm lowering my gaze. No, you're looking at her behind. Excuse me? I'm serious. This is exactly kind of conversation that I hear from couples. No, I'm not. You know, lower your gaze is a problem. Put your eyes up, it's a problem. What, should I close my eyes? You know, a brother told me, Sheikh, we were in the Walmart, okay? And in Walmart, you know, the girl's giving me a change, like the girl in the cashier. She's nice, just, you know how in the South, people here are friendly. Honey, how are you doing? How's your day? Like, she's like a little bit of like, you know, being friendly. Nothing, and he's don't really think much of yourself. You know, normal, she said, and she gave me the change. While she giving me change, his wife stepped and she hit his hand and her hand and the whole change under the face and in the, all over the place. Oh, why didn't you come hug him too? Why, la, 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 la? Why are you touching my husband's hand? What are you talking about, girl? I was like, unfounded jealous. Jealousy. So this is something serious. In the beginning, you find all this like kind of jealousy. This is will be 10 times more worse in the future. Violent temper. You smack a kid in your home, you know, or violence toward children. That's a red flag. Thank you, you know. Or like, you know, he's like about to strike. You know, that's a red flag, big red flag. Constant criticism. Oh, the guy who rented this house to you was not good. Oh, the one who did the plumber. Oh, the one who did this. Oh, like constantly. Oh, this is not the best car. You know, oh, you didn't get a good deal. Oh, you constantly criticize also you. Oh, why did you do this? Why did you go to the school? Why did you get this job? Why did you do? Khalas, sister, and you keep criticizing. That's a red flag. Substance abuse. If somebody has addiction to smoking, or hookah, or shisha, or like, you know, cigarettes, or alcohol, that's big red flags.